This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Denver police say a shooting that left 10 people injured early this morning appears to be a drug deal gone wrong. It occurred downtown as people celebrated the Denver Nuggets' first NBA championship. DPD Commander Matt Clark says evidence recovered at the scene points to a drug deal.
There's several instances of fentanyl being recovered. Specifically at the end, we described four baggies or multiple baggies of bundled suspected fentanyl pills.
The injured were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two suspects have been taken into custody, but Denver police say some of the injured were also likely involved in the drug deal. A new round of negotiations about long-term water use along the Colorado River are set to begin this week. CPR's Rachel Esterbrook reports there's a lot up for discussion.
States, tribes, and the federal government have to work out how to use less water as climate change cuts into reservoir levels. It's unclear how ambitious they'll be, though. It's also unclear how tribes will participate in the discussions. Indigenous reservations deal with an array of challenges when it comes to accessing their water and putting it to use. Many see an opportunity to resolve those issues in the upcoming negotiations. Rachel Esterbrook, CPR News.
On state highways, the State Patrol and local law enforcement are increasing DUI patrols through next week. More than 200 people across the state were arrested during Memorial Day weekend. In Trinidad, the city and Amtrak are asking for nearly $48 million in federal money to upgrade the Southwest Chief train line. The grant would pay for improvements on the route through Colorado and New Mexico. It's among 16 proposed projects nationwide aimed at improving service on Amtrak's network of long-distance train lines. There could be a decision about the Trinidad project later this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.